Reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 43 through to 47. And you can either follow along in the Pew Bible in front of you, or the words are up there on the screen. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to breaking the bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the good will of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Sean. One thing I learned years ago was flexibility. Well, we had to be a little flexible with the service this morning. Originally, Grant was going to be preaching. You might have remembered that and wondered why he's not. And Dale Lund was going to be leading the worship. Now, Dale is not well, so please pray for him. Serious, so hold him up in your prayers. So we shifted Grant then to do the worship, and I was at a family wedding yesterday, so John Anderson and Alpha Davies got married. Several of us from the congregation were there. It was wonderful just to enjoy the event and celebrate with them in this new journey of being married together. It was a wonderful wedding. So we contacted Tom Levine. Now, Tom, where are you sitting? There you are, way in the back. Tom is one of our pastors within the denomination with Canadian Baptists of Western Canada. He worked in the area recently of church planting, so he's done that for the past 4 years, but he is now currently in transition, so kind of looking for what God has next for him. So he was available. So, Tom, it's great to have you with us today. So if you'll come up, I would love to pray for you, and then we'll let you share the word with us. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for Tom, just what he has meant in my life, connecting over the years. I thank you for the amazing ministry that he has had in churches in the past and with the whole area of church planting and all these new churches that have arisen under his leadership. Lord, I thank you for his passion that he has for you and for the gospel and for churches to grow and blossom. I pray that you would unfold in your perfect timing what is next in his life, that you would give him a peace, a clarity, and that he would know the way that you want him to walk. Lord, thank you for him being with us this morning, for filling in, and I pray that the word that he would bring us would be what we would need this morning. So open our ears and our hearts that we would be receptive and pray for your blessing and anointing on him at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Tom.
Good morning. I see you have a preacher's clock up on the wall. I feel a little bit compelled to tell you this morning, when Pastor Laura and I were talking a bit earlier, there was a temptation to recycle an old sermon, whip it up, dust it off, change the date and jump in. And immediately that thought went from my mind. And I said, Lord, what would you have to say to Olivet Baptist Church this day, May the 11th, 2014? And so this morning I come to you with fresh manna instead of day-old bread, you know, as the Word of God is. And so we're trusting. You're in a series, Pastor Laura has finished off. You guys just finished off Luke and are heading into Ephesians. And Laura left you last week with a thought of telling our story in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord put this passage from Acts on my heart, which happens to be between Luke and Ephesians. And so it's a convenient word as well as a challenging and encouraging word. And like you, I want to say happy birthday, happy Mother's Day. There we go. And in kind of preparing and looking at it, I was reading a teeny little quote, and it was from a pediatrician's office. There we go. I almost said podiatrist, but there we go. pediatrician's office, and this mom had gone in to fill in the form, and you know how it says in those forms, it says occupation. And in the spot that said occupation, this is what she filled out, or this is what was there. And it said, if you devote the greater part of your time to loving, caring, and making a home for your family, put a big star in this place. And if you're a mom of any kind, put a big star in your place this morning. I love, too, at Lauren Stanley. He was with the Navigators for a long time, and Lauren said this about his mother. Said, my mom gave birth to me in a frontier house on the prairies. Any prairie people here this morning? Wave at me. You know what that's like. She gave birth in a house, frontier house on the prairies. On the kitchen counter, she placed a list of ingredients that were necessary for his baby formula. But at the top of the list, I love what Sandy wrote. He said, at the top of the list, number one was prayer. And that remained at the top of her list for me throughout her life. I have her to thank for firmly establishing my spiritual roots. Mothers are ordinary women who live extraordinary lives. Amen? This is a Baptist church, right? Mothers are ordinary women who live extraordinary lives. Amen?
Amen.
Are you alive this morning?
Yes.
I have come to the right place. I have prayed in this back room. I have met with pastors here over the years, and I've hung out with all kinds of different churches around the Lower Mainland, and for some reason, God in His sovereignty and humor is allowing me to speak here this morning. And the word I want to bring to you, friends, is that in each of our ordinary lives, we come into contact with this extraordinary God. Amen? How many of you here besides me have had, at one point in your life, an extraordinary experience with God? Just put your hand up. Take a look around. See all the other hands that are up in this place. How many of you are here this morning and you're looking for an experience with an extraordinary God? Man, I'm looking for an experience with an extraordinary God. What is God speaking into your heart and into your life this morning? I know that Laura would love to know individually what God is saying to each one of us. He speaks to us individually. He also speaks to us what? Collectively, right? As a church family. How are you hoping to see God move in the near future? What are you hoping for from God? What are you hoping for from God for yourself? What are you hoping from God for your family? What are you hoping from God for our church and for our city? Friends, a big question for us today, and as I was preparing this week going, Lord, what do you want me to say this morning? This is what God put on my heart. How should we live our ordinary lives in response to this extraordinary God? And that's a question that each of us answer in different shapes and forms every day. How should we live our ordinary life in response to an extraordinary God? Help me out this morning. How do you see God? Give me a word or a thought that comes into your mind. How do you see God? God is... You up in the balcony. Come on, you guys, wake up. What's up? Hello, balcony. God sees you as what? I see God as what?
All-powerful.
Yeah, what else? What?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Love.
God is?
Hope.
God is?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary. What else?
Forgiveness.
God is?
Faithful.
Forgiving, loving, awesome, amazing. How do you think God sees us? Let me get some answers. God sees me as?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah, He does. How else does God see us?
An encourager.
An encourager? God sees you as what?
Forgiven.
Forgiven? Couple more.
His child.
His child? What else? Right. It's present. Precious. How should we live our lives in response to this extraordinary God? 8 years ago, I was pastoring up in a community just outside of Fort St. John's called Taylor, British Columbia. Chris is my beautiful wife, is right here. Say hi to Chris. Hi, Chris. My handsome son, Robert, is right beside. My beautiful daughter-in-law, Denise, is beside him. Of course, I promised not to put them on the spot and embarrass them this morning. I've also told other lies from the platform. Not lies. We don't do that. But we were pastoring up in the Peace Country, a church that we helped to found. Here was this. One day, as part of my role, I was a volunteer chaplain in the community. So I'd visit the hospitals and visit with different people. And I'd lived in the community for 20, 25 years, been to the hospital way too many times, you know, visiting people over the years. And as I was driving around, I felt this prompting of the Spirit in my heart. Have you ever felt that prompting from God? Hello? You dozed off. I lost you. You were here a minute ago. You know how, is it, so I was driving around, I said, go to the hospital. It's like, go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital. I've learned, how many of you have learned that when God prompts you, you should obey? Amen? That, good luck on that one. If you don't, when he wrestles with you, tap out, because he's going to win. So I tapped out right away. I went to the hospital, and I've been to the hospital lots of times, and I looked at the list of all the people in the hospital. Now, having lived in the community for 25 years, a big, long list, I for sure always recognize somebody. Grant Hills, beautiful wife. There's a 14-Johnnyan girl, you know, and their family. You know, all these different names we've known for so many years. But I looked at the list, there was not a single name I recognized. I thought, Lord, that's weird. Why did you prompt me? So I went around each of the wards, thought I'll pray. It was kind of a quiet day in the hospital. And I remember going up to the maternity ward. And there's two or three new babies. That was it. It was really quiet up there. And as I was walking down the hall, I started to hear this crying. Now, of course, being a man, you know how we're so sensitive and intuitive to these kind of things. And so I thought, well, Lord, maybe that's where I should go. And so I went down, and here in the maternity ward was this middle-aged couple, Bobby and Harv. And I remember Bobby and Harv. Harv was an equipment operator, big old guy, ran tractors and backhoes, big old hands on them like hams. And Harv was quiet as all get out. If Harv could say two words instead of three, that was a great day for Harv. And he was sitting there and on the edge of emotion. And here was his wife, Bobby, middle-aged, and she was in absolute tears. And I thought, what are they doing in maternity? No baby, no any of that stuff. But they were there to see a surgeon. Bobby had stomach cancer and was having major surgery the next day. And they were just stunned. They didn't know what to do. And so I have to be really honest. I just went and I thought, well, Lord, this is why I'm here. So I said, and they were not believers, but I said, Harv, Bob, I knew them, Bobby, can I pray for you guys? And how many of you know that in those kind of situations, there's no problem with praying? They said, absolutely. So I prayed. And I prayed an ordinary prayer that we pray all the time for people, you know, with wrestling with health and cancer. And I prayed with them and for them, and they were in the edge of tears. And after a while, and some conversation, I left. 3 days later, I get a phone call. Bobby had gone in, went all prepped for the surgery for the next day. No cancer at all. Someone say, glory to God. They were not believers. How could God sneak in and do a miracle like that with somebody who was not even a believer? But they prayed. Ordinary people prayed, and an extraordinary God did something in their life. They came and shared in church the following week. How many of you know there were a lot of people from the community interested in being there? You know? And there's a whole another story, part two, and you'll have to invite me back to share the rest of it. But I want to tell you that it was amazing to see ordinary people having an extraordinary experience with God. And it's true that sometimes the Holy Spirit blows like we see in Acts chapter 2, like a tornado or a hurricane or a mighty gale. But normally, the Holy Spirit whispers gently, quietly, goes about his work of directing the affairs of our lives, our ordinary lives, in quiet and unobtrusive ways. An extraordinary God in ordinary times. You know, a seed is planted into the ground. It's not seen, but it's doing its work, right? There's no fanfare, no noise, nothing visible. But one day a little plant opens up out of the earth, pushes its way out, and this is the way that the Holy Spirit works in your life and in mine. An extraordinary God in ordinary times. Friends, how do we live our ordinary life in response to God? How should we live our ordinary life in response to God? Most of life is not lived in the spectacular. Most of our lives are lived in the ordinary. How do we live our lives?
Be a blessing to
others. Be a blessing to others. Absolutely. Let's look at the passage, Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. In the remaining 8 minutes I have, I want to honor the clock in the house. Man, that little rascal is moving quick. This is what they did. This is what the believers did. How many of you remember Acts chapter 2? Right? Jesus has come along. He's risen. He's met with the people. He's ascended. And he tells the people to go into Jerusalem and to tarry. Go into the city and pray. Right? And so they go in and pray. And they're gathered in the upper room. And the Holy Spirit comes and visits them in a powerful way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Am I in a Pentecostal church this morning? Amen? Oh, wrong message. Breathe in. People are speaking in different languages. There are all kinds of things going on. And these leaders are saying, what the heck is going on here with all these wild people? Have they been drinking? And they go, well, no, it's only 9 in the morning. And you know, Peter stands up and preaches this amazingly, not that great sermon, actually. Theologians have looked at this sermon and go, it wasn't really that great. Maybe the message you're getting this morning is not that great. But we're praying that the Holy Spirit will breathe life into it. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Spirit did. Peter preaches and he shares what's said in the prophets. He preaches and he shares what David has said. And he speaks how God sent the Messiah and the people had crucified him and the people were cut to the heart. That's what it says right down here in verse 37 of Acts chapter 2. And they said, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said, well, repent and be baptized. And that's what happens. They repented and baptized. And how many of you know that over 3,000 were added that day? I would love to see 3,000 people added to Olivet Baptist Church. I'm sorry. That's my prayer for you. Oh, G. Grant, it's our 8th service today. Where are we going to get that another worship band to minister to the 8,000 that are coming? How many of you know that there are people desperate in U.S. Minister to hear and have an experience with an extraordinary God? And so what did the people do in response? They have this amazing experience. People are added. But then they go back and they live their ordinary lives, right? That's what we do. We have a great time on Sunday. Come and worship and sing. And then we go into our ordinary lives. Well, this is what the people did. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They devoted themselves to God's word, committing to fellowship and praying together. They also responded by experiencing the awe and wonder of God together. They were stewarding God's resources and providing for genuine needs for one another. Say the last three with me. Meeting regularly, all together in their homes, praising God and enjoying favor in the community, receiving new believers into the church. Friends, imagine with me for a moment as we close. Man, I'm just getting started. We'll close in a few minutes. I'm actually hoping that you ladies don't eat all the cookies because my son and I would like the extras. Imagine with me, though, for a moment, what would happen if all of that Baptist church came together and devoted themselves even more to God's word and to one another? What would it look like if you committed to a deeper fellowship with one another and praying together? What would it be like if you experienced more of the awe and wonder of God? How would ordinary life change if you were to go further in stewarding your God-given resources and finances with those who are in genuine need? What would it be like if you made a greater commitment to being together corporately and then regularly in one another's homes? How would our neighborhoods be transformed if we praised God even more and got involved even more than we are now? What would it look like to receive new brothers and sisters and believers in the church. What would that be like? As I close, friends, the people of New Westminster and Burnaby and Surrey and the whole Lower Mainland desperately need an extraordinary God in their ordinary lives. And maybe you're here this morning and you've never met this extraordinary God. Maybe somebody dragged you in. Maybe it's Mother's Day. Maybe you just kind of snuck in. Well, I want to encourage you to invite Jesus to come into your heart, to come into your life, to forgive, to restore some of the words that were mentioned here this morning describing God. And join together with this family. This is a great group of people. You really are. I want you to look to the person to your right and the person to your left and say, "You are a great person." Go ahead, just do it. You are a great person. You can say it to Laura. You are a great person. Now I want you to do one more thing before we close. I want you to look back to the person to your right and left and look him in the eye and say, "And so am I." Go ahead, just do it. "And so am I." Maybe you're here this morning, and I love what Sean prayed. Sean, this is your first time sharing announcements and all that. Good job, buddy. This is my first time preaching, so I don't know. We're all in this together. But Sean shared some of the prayers and the concerns for the people in this place. And if you're here today and someone you know needs that extraordinary God, then I want to encourage you to be that friend who reaches out to them. Can you do that for me? Amen. Let me share a last little thought on Mother's Day. It's Dr. G. Gordon Campbell, and if you're a preacher at all, Dr. G. Gordon Campbell is a famous name from a century or so ago. And he was a tremendous preacher, and he was a great orator of the past century, and he had four sons. And the four sons were also all gifted preachers. And someone came in to their home. Rob, you back there, buddy? Yep. I just thought I'd mention this because Rob and I have been bantering back and forth, just met each other, and you got great kids, by the way, and a wonderful family. And, I thought of you because I was provoking your children a bit this morning. It's one of my favorite hobbies, which makes my wife cringe, but one person came up to Dr. G. Campbell Morgan and said to him, asked his family, all the family was there, his wife was there, kids were there, and this person walked in and said to one of his sons, he said, "Howard, who's the greatest preacher in your whole family?" And Howard, who had a great admiration for his father, looked over at his dad, looked him straight in the eyes, and he said, "Well, the best preacher in our family is my mother." And friends, at times we as men are really good at drafting sermons, but also, and all too often, women are better at living them out. Friends, our city needs an extraordinary God. I happen to come by here rather regularly. We work with Journey Home and do part of some of the partnership there. We have immigrant families, we have refugee families, we have people at risk. We have all kinds of people, all kinds of needs, and here you and I are with the answer over here. And we need to bring the two together. Amen?
Amen.
Olivet Baptist Church has been around since, somebody say, 1878.
1878.
Grant, I want to invite you and the worship team to come on up as I'm sharing this last thought. It has a rich history. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, some of us were here from the beginning, right? One of the younger men over here in the congregation. But it has a rich, rich history. I was a part of the Royal Westminster Regiment as a teen and a young person growing up and was around this area quite a bit years and years ago. Olivet Baptist is also a very young church. That you're entering into this new season of life and ministry and mission. Laura, bless you.
Amen.
And bless Grant, the whole leadership team. Bless all of you who serve. My prayer is that our extraordinary God would lovingly surprise you God has been surprising Chris and I in our lives. God is surprising us in lots of different ways. And that He would bless you in your faithfulness and devotion. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the gift of time and place. Thank you for the gift of a people who love you deeply and passionately. Lord, most of all, thank you that you love us in the ordinary of life. And Lord, you show yourself to us in all kinds of ways. Some are big and huge, some are small, and some are noticed and some are not. But Lord, you're here in the breath of life. You're here in the air we breathe. You're here in the place, this place within us. Lord, as we continue to celebrate you today, as we celebrate mothers, we just rejoice in your goodness and your presence. Father, I pray that you would stir our hearts. Holy Spirit, this week, would you give us opportunities and moments, those aha moments with you where we're so aware of you? Would you empower us, embolden us, Lord, to reach out with the transcending message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a community of people that desperately need you? Be glorified. Add to our numbers, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand.
May the Lord's blessing be upon you, and may you be able to grasp how wide, how deep and long and high is the love of Christ, and to know for yourselves that love far beyond our comprehension. And may you be filled through all your being with God Himself. Amen.